Peace, family. This is another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace DeFaro.
It's the guy, Don the Ascended.
And your boy, Rod the Guy. And we back with you with another banger.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. He had a pause. I thought he lagged out for a second. But, you know, y'all read the title. You know, we're gonna go ahead and dive in on that. The title, AI versus consciousness. And I mean, I guess it's really simple, the topic, and we really just gonna dive into how the AI paradigm coincides with the conscious paradigm. And I think, like, I don't think they go together at all. I think one is kind of like meant to disrupt the other. But without further ado, let's go ahead and hop on in it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. What you mean by one's meant to disrupt the other?
Like, you know, as I said in past episodes, you know, I said that, like, you know, the pilgrim's ultimate goal is to, because they can't transcend the same way we can, their ultimate goal is to transcend through AI. That's why everything has been pushed so hard. And I think the reason why they push AI so hard is because the one thing, well, I'm about to bring it together real quick. It's like, I don't remember if I mentioned this last episode or not, but I remember it was a whole article about how they've been using melanin recently in computer chips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
You said that.
And they've been doing it with a lot of engineering and AI. And it's because, you know, whether you are keen to it or not, the ultimate, you know, information is light, and what absorbs the most light? Melanin. You know what I'm saying? So, right there, we ourselves are given receptors to any and all information to the known universe. You see what I'm saying? And yes. Because the pilgrims can't transcend in that same light that we can, I feel like AI is their way of trying to replicate it. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, in the sense that, and I feel like they use it as a distraction to make you forget that you got to go do some stuff and to make you tap into it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talked about the metaverse, and I feel like the metaverse coincides with that agenda they have towards the, though an interesting topic it is, still interesting. I can't see myself personally being into the metaverse to the extent to where, like, what does that benefit for me on the conscious level or my mission? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, what is the AI grant to you that, quote unquote, being conscious doesn't? You see what I'm saying?
Right. What can you do in a constructed world that you can't do in the real?
Right. And I feel like it's being pushed because, one, you know, I think I mentioned this last episode too. I talked about Betelgeuse or Beetle. You know that I mentioned it? That star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Upon doing more research and more readings, I watched a lecture with Judy K. King, I think. I probably said it wrong. And I watched another panic lecture, and I watched another lecture, and I read some more of the Isaac's thesis that talks about the star Betelgeuse, especially like how the Dogon tribe knew, you know, about the star. And essentially, it was going into the idea that, well, of course, all these ancient civilizations knew about these cosmic events, right? I think when I did more research and just like for myself, I think the 2020 that Mayans were speaking of that correlates to us in 2012, I think correlates to when Betelgeuse went into supernova, right? And it's believed that it was releasing an energy-based bacterium that was essentially, I think we did an episode, we talking about how, like, in the new Matrix or something, like, we was going to evolve. Remember all that stuff he was talking about?
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, you're going to grow from wings, you know what I'm saying?
We're going some wild stuff.
Yeah, and it was, that was in reference to the Betelgeuse energy from that supernova. And so, you know, so you couldn't interact with that, with a, since it's a, it was a light-based bacteria and that you was only going to transmit it through your melanin, they had, they kept, you know, that's when the pandemic kicked off, right? They got you cooped up in the house. That's when it was prepping up the metaverse. So now they're telling you to wash your hands every 20 seconds. So now you're not getting that light-based bacteria. You see what I'm saying? Think about it like this. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like people got dumber post-pandemic. If that makes sense. Like, in reference of consciousness, where AI has taken over. AI feels like that's, they're trying to push AI as the new consciousness. You know what I'm saying?
New consciousness.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, I can see that, because definitely how when shut down with that pandemic, how people were stuck with, like, you know, they're finding their escapes from their reality consequence. You know, when you bored, can't go outside like normal, like you would do, you got to find something, like, because days just blurring together, right? So this metaverse is like a way, even if the pandemic would happen again, you could escape in a whole new world like nothing ever happened. Like, the metaverse would not be based upon, like, you know, actually having to leave your house and go interact with other people. Like,
it's just like an unhealthy constant. I feel like the internet has birthed it.
I mean, the internet birthed it like a million pedophiles at once. You know what I'm saying?
Quick access to the pedophilia. Like,
and like, reference to it as a, I think, human, I think AI itself was like a deterrent towards consciousness, because through that, you were able to like deconstruct people's goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to take a, I heard many approaches that actually made me stand back and like reflect on some things. Like, nigga was telling me, yo, what crypto got to do with you getting out of this body? And I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the grand scheme of things, like, the metaverse is just, everybody want to go to the metaverse now, but we were just talking about, quote unquote, rebuilding the planet and going outside. You know what I'm saying? But now we're trying to correlate. Now we're trying to combine the two, and I feel like that's not applicable towards the mission. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the whole mindset shifted to something else.
Right. And I feel like that's based upon people, you know, not getting enough of that energy, that light, you know what I'm saying, that Beetlejuice energy. Because when we're talking about real consciousness, we're talking about essentially a mission you had, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, like, you know, I've been having like some time, I've been going through like some time manipulation the last few weeks. Like, I relived like a whole day to the exact T, and it was crazy. And the only difference was like how it was, like, I could see it through the AI's eyes, like through my phone. It felt like I was living in a different world. It was crazy. I wish I could explain it better. But essentially, when you're looking at this consciousness hive mind, AI is trying to simulate it, which is why, you know, the pilgrim always tries to think about every movie where the pilgrim tries to transcend his consciousness into the AI, because that's the only way they could possibly keep their soul to move through. You see what I'm saying?
It's actually a movie called Transcendent.
Yeah, with the dude with his head in the computer.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again? What happened to the movie?
It's a movie called Transcendence, where a guy wanted to be immortal, so he put his consciousness into a computer.
Like Arnim Zola?
Pretty much.
Ah.
But, like, way worse. You know, now he got that full spectrum. And, you know, I feel like this is the deterrent to consciousness, because, like, not only are you now further away from your mission, because, you know, with true consciousness, if, you know, I really hate using the word consciousness. That's just a bad conversation now. But it's like, now you almost defiled your whole point of coming to this reality to escape it in somewhere else. And they pushing it so hard for people, they need you to stay away from getting to it. So there's so much misinformation going around. It's the only time, like, the light is as strong as it's ever been. You know what I'm saying?
God.
Yeah.
And I tell people, like, in light of the consciousness, that the AI is the escape, because when you came here, you picked your parents. You know what I'm saying? Not only did you pick your parents, you picked your trauma that you experienced through it. If not, who did? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no Sky Daddy say, oh, yeah, you're going to go through this year. You know what I'm saying? It only makes sense for you to put yourself through the specific trials that you needed them and you had to experience X, Y, and Z in order to go to the next level. You knew that you had lessons to be learned. That's why you're here to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't going to find your lessons through Sky Daddy. You only going to find it from within you. And that's the light within the darkness. You feel what I'm saying? That's your Heru. That's your Horus. That's your Jesus. That's all that Christ consciousness complex that they pushing. That's all they've been talking about. It's simply you, the light within you. That's the light within the dark. That's your Darth Vader. That's your Anakin Skywalker. You know what I'm saying?
Every reference.
Because when you think at it, the whole concept of AI is like you're eliminating time from the equation.
It's like immortality to me. That's what I've been thinking about AI. Think about how many sources of media. Immortality is always the thing that people are after.
Yeah, people crave. It's funny because people crave, and this plays a great into how they push into immortality. You know, you fear death, which is only part of the cycle to the point where you don't want to die. Yet you complain about how terrible the reality is. How big of a contradiction is that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a big contradiction.
Because through AI, they're eliminating the whole concept of time. And I tell you, if time isn't real, that means your destination is preset. And that means it's only predetermined by you. Because only you know you're going to go through. That's the Ouroboros. AI and what they pushing through the means of it and through this, you know, the silent war is like to eliminate your ability to think for yourself. I mean, we already talked about how like big tech has been using AI to create a digital complex version of yourself that knows you better than you know yourself, that constantly updates yourself. That's the whole reason it does everything. You know what I'm saying?
It's an extreme ease of life where we don't even got to think for ourselves anymore.
It's how, like, you don't even have to, like, post no more to get an algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Based upon what you look, you're going to see your whole feed change, really, at this point, within minutes because of how hard the AI is programming and pushing itself. And they pushing everyone into it, not only through the metaverse, the crypto, the NFTs. And don't get it twisted. You know, I still find interest in them. But I feel like that's all part of the AI because you have to be able to separate yourself from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To a certain extent to realize that those don't hold no value to you afterwards. Fine. What is the game? You know what I'm saying? What Rich Homie Quan tell you? I know this. Riches in spirit, basically. Because, like, when you sit down, you know, like I said, that's why I said we all choose our parents because we all evaluated the flaws that they had and knew it was a hidden message that we'd have to decipher to get out. You know what I'm saying? If y'all, anyone has seen Batman, you were also the Riddler, but you were also Batman at the same time. You just solving your own puzzles. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything you do is your own doing, your own trauma. Everything.
And I feel like...
Go ahead.
So I feel like that's one of the biggest things about AI because if our entire purpose here is to figure out our own puzzles, at the end of the day, AI can't, they can only replicate the things that we need to figure out about ourselves at the end of the day. So it's like, it's like a mask of what really needs to be fixed and, you know, what's really important. I feel like it's not going to get you any further.
And I also think through AI, and I feel like AI is like a loose term, just for lack of a better word. I feel like I kind of just mean almost like technology to a whole. You know what I'm saying? Like, through that, I feel like technology gives you a false sense of connection to make you feel less lonely when what you actually need to do is be alone. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever, like, got on social media and thought to yourself, like, yo, people only post stuff to have people interact with them. Because in that moment, you are doing nothing. You ever think of it like that?
Yeah.
Like, yo, this person doing that, but he posted this picture because he wanted us to know, or everyone else to know, that he is doing something. And I said, in that standpoint alone, if you look at it from that, everybody is lonely, but no one wants to embrace the loneliness. You see what I'm saying?
They're vying for attention.
Yeah. And through that, you lose essence of the journey. You know what I'm saying?
I see your point. And also, like, a lot of people, it's escape when, like you're in a place and, like, you're bored or, like, nothing's going on that has your attention at the moment. You hop on your phone, try to find something else to take the attention away because your circumstance by itself ain't, like, appealing to you.
Right. Exactly. And so, it's like an escaping from your trauma. You know how, like, people find a page that tell you how to deal with your trauma? The only person that knows how to deal with your trauma for you to elevate is truly you. You know what I'm saying? Because who else knows you better than yourself?
You are correct about that one.
And, you know, like I said, it's real hard to get information that you chose to go through at this realm. But you got to get over that emotional cloud that's stopping your heart chakra from being in full effect. You see what I'm saying? And once you learn to release yourself from all that, even things like trauma in relation to releasing your, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you know how people, they base their trauma on their parents?
Yeah.
And then, but I tell you, if you chose your parents, I said, at that point, you have to release yourself from believing that you're your parents' responsibility. Because once you can look at the mindset from not only, I don't even want to say in a coach, just from a, I guess, a conscious perspective that if everyone's going through a journey and we all chose everything, then who's to blame? That means they're just as human as you are, or in essence, the same type of God as you are. You see what I'm saying? They on the same journey as you are. So what matters to judge? They might have a few more lives, you know what I'm saying? But once you can see them as human, you can put yourself in the shoes. You see what I'm saying? Everything got two sides to it, due to the law of polarity and duality. You know what I'm saying? This your animal head, your dark side, your negative polarity. I think you mentioned it, Don, in actually one of the first episodes with the motherfucking Ancient Kemet, how like they had the animal heads.
Yeah.
And wasn't it like, I think you had the animal head because that's how you understood that was your lower self, right?
Yeah, it's like the lower self controlling.
Right. But you had to actually understand your lower self to bring the light out of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, every deity had a human form as well. You know what I'm saying? Isis was a motherfucking bird and a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That man Anubis was a like motherfucking janitor and a dog. You know what I'm saying?
You say he's a janitor?
No, I just feel like he would look like a janitor in like a human form. You don't feel like he'd be sweeping like in the temples?
So the janitor is the god of the undead? That shit's hilarious.
Come on now. Look, real shit. Imagine like you in ancient Egypt for a second, right?
Uh-huh.
And you going to worship, and you gotta have that priest who like cleaning. I bet that's Anubis, nigga. I'm telling you.
I see him more as like a mortician, like a cemetery, like the keeper at the cemetery. I see him more like that. But
I mean, that's nice. But you know how? But it's always like a lot of them working there too.
You're right. Like, it's a whole team.
Yeah, it's like a whole team.
That's sick.
I just feel like if you go to pray at the temple at night, and like you see like a man like cleaning, like dusting the books, like, oh yeah, that's Anubis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like Anubis would be that one homeless dude right in front of the temple that you never suspect until one day he just transformed.
Or like he keep asking you for like bread and you keep saying no.
And then one day he's like, remember all them days? You ain't never feed me. He's like, yeah, we're gonna enjoy this trip to the underworld.
Oh God.
But that's all to say, like, feel like the AI is pushing you away from that lower and higher self, because I feel like it's telling you, I feel like AI and the metaverse and everything is telling you that here's an escapism from that reality.
Mm-hmm.
when you have to sit in this reality to truly understand why you're here. You know, I seen a post one day, and you know, I don't really care for disagreeing and arguing, but man, it was just so wrong to a point where I was like, damn. I was like, y'all really, like, this technology don't really fucked up the whole plan or the whole method. It was like, you come here in this realm to be a master manifester. And I was like, bro, that sounds stupid. I said, you tell me I came through all this suffering to make some shit pop up, bro? You know what I'm saying? If you think it on the grander scale of things, you telling me the purpose of me coming to this realm and during all this trauma was simply to manifest some shit to leave and become more
on this puny 3D plane. I'm trying to look beyond this.
And you know, it's actually funny because I feel like with AI and science and quote unquote NASA, like, I mean, we already know that's just nothing but African spirituality, but there's also theories about like how oh man, I read it somewhere and it's a really cool article. I forgot what like the magnetosphere. It was also called something. There's like another name for it that makes it way more easier to understand where it means levels and stuff. But it's not clicking right now. But man, I read it and I was like, oh, it was coming together. But all this to say, even back to like the animal heads and stuff, you know. Like just like Kylo Ren and Vader, they didn't fully become quote unquote good until they encumbered with and like merged with their dark side. You know what I'm saying? As we stated in the last episode, it's all within you. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna find this shit through the technology, through the AI. That shit not coming to save you. It's all in all what this episode is about. You know what I mean?
It's a distraction, man. Distraction to keep you from your own truth.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like everything at this point feels like a scapegoat towards truly getting that consciousness. Like I said, that Beetlejuice energy. Some people keep saying Beetlejuice, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Beetlejuice. But I heard people say Beetlejuice so much that I keep saying Beetlejuice. But the star that's exploding right now.
Boy, yeah. If you keep on saying that shit, we would have been dead if that shit was true, bro. You say it 3 times back to back.
But the star has the energy that's going to propel us towards this, what people think. Well, I mean, what essentially is the new wave, you know what I'm saying? Think of it like this, you know. If the mothership came today, would you be able to drop all this materialistic bullshit and hop on the ship? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to drop. Like, are you going to care about, man, let me go get my chain. Or let me pop on another shit fresh as hell. Like, any of that shit matter. You know what I'm saying?
That's the same question they used to ask us back in the church. They used to be like, if the rapture was today and he came back, would you be ready? I'd be like, I never thought of it like
give
that.
Give up all this shit. And, you know, even in the topic of the mothership, you know, I don't feel like it's going to be no aliens. I feel like we is the aliens. I feel like when people talk about aliens and mothership, we just talking about spirits in the sense that I feel like the spirits are going to show you themselves with whatever you're ready for in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit know damn well. Like, we're still talking about some aliens. So we're going to show them some aliens so we can damn get a damn picture. You know what I'm saying?
They're gonna give you a little taste to the stuff.
I seen this talking tree. Like, damn, you down there? Man, you need to get your shit together. One nigga told me something. Man, I seen Baron Samedi, and the other nigga told me something. Yeah, I seen a tree talking to me. You know what I'm saying? But the spirit's gonna give you like whatever level you on or whatever you at, wherever you need to be to keep you moving is whatever they gonna show you. Cause they understand that you ain't at that level, but to push you, you got to see what you're comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything with technology and AI is to make you comfortable on a plane in which everything is uncomfortable. That's why we do. That's why that quote unquote human nature and the ego thrives here, because it thrives off being comfortable. But you can only find yourself when you are uncomfortable. Think about the quote unquote everything about human civilization or just being on this realm is about making yourself comfortable in this shell. Think about it. If you was truly comfortable, you wouldn't have to worry about doing X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like that's a recurring theme of, like, humanity. Because, of course, some advancements are, like, for needed for survival. But others were, like, just to, like, yeah, like I said, ease the pain. Because, dang, I lost my train of thought. For example, I was going to have, damn, it's going to come. Continue talking. It's going
to
come to me.
Nah, because, like, you was hitting the nail on the head. Because, like, I do, but I think everything is a result of that humanity trying to be comfortable. Because there, of course, you have the stories and you have the tales of light beings. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People that lived off of light and not, I mean, in the literal sense, but also metaphorical, because, you know, light is information, light is knowledge. You got that melanin, you beam it, literally. You see what I'm saying? But then you got to think about, in that effort, you start feeling uncomfortable because that concept of humanity, that ego, is starting to creep in through the soul. So you talking about some, man, let's drink some water, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like a regression. That's the real evolution, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like this just caters towards the idea of we have to be more towards perseverance and persistence than, like, just trying to avoid the base of the problem. Well, how did that quote go? It was like a grandfather told his son something. No, grandfather told his grandson, like, well, I used to have to walk to the store. My son's gonna be like a Chevy or something. Next son gonna be like a Mercedes. Then the great great grandson, whatever, is gonna be walking again. He said, "Why is that, Grandpa?" And he was like, "Tough times make strong men. Strong men make easy times. Easy times make weak men. And weak men make tough times. It's like a cycle."
What now?
What now? Yeah, like Gucci. But the gist of what you're saying is still on point. Like I said, humanity is about making yourself comfortable, because reality is that it's uncomfortable. But you have to sit in the uncomfortable to understand that this is just part of the thing. Everything about being human is uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how civilization only makes itself more comfortable as the years progress.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because humanity essentially is a disease. You know what I'm saying? Humanity is killing your soul, man. That's why people are constantly coming back. Because you ain't learned your lesson, or you was too afraid of the reality to learn your lesson. You know what I'm saying? You want to hold the breath, these human-based attachments or these human-based emotions to try to cater to your spirit, and it does not work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, like, the only way to grow muscles, is to tear them down first. So, like, that's the basis right there.
Yeah. But I don't even think it's, like, about tearing them down. I think it's, like, this. Like I said, if you choose your parents and everything you go through is a reflection of what you need. You know what I'm saying? Everybody goes the same. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, how they get to that level is not the same.
But that's why everyone has their own struggle specific to them.
Exactly. And so throughout the journey, you got to learn how to control it. Not control it. You have to learn how to understand you. It's all about journey itself. You know what I'm saying?
Because
now you got a point where, like, consciousness is something that is, it just is. You know what I'm saying? Now we at a point where, like, quote-unquote conscious niggas is debating with religious niggas. Like, it's almost became like a subsection to religion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like I said, why argue based on something that you know is true if you believe it so well? You know what I'm saying? You know how stupid you look? If you know you're talking about some shit that's... It's human shit, basically. Still on that level of trying to convince people. You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't even be a debate no more.
Exactly. It shouldn't be a debate. It should be something you stand on. The fuck? You know how crazy you look arguing with a... This ain't no diss to Christians, but you know how crazy you look arguing with a Christian talking about life? And he's talking about something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to convince them that, nah, the light is the melody. They talking about some Jesus. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
It's like levels to it. Because, of course, there's some things that you were, like, believing, but you're not 100%, which is why you have to argue. And then there's some stuff that people will, like, say to you, and you're like, all right, there's no point arguing this because, like, you know it's right.
Exactly. That's the whole concept of the ego that we talked about. If you truly believe something, you would never argue because it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all have had, like, a female threaten to beat you up?
Who you gonna beat up?
Exactly. Like, you don't argue that because you're in back here, you're like, ain't no point. You know, dang, well, I have the strength to soccer kick this girl, but hey, it'd be like that.
Or someone tries to just come up and tell you some random fact, and you're like, oh, word? Okay. But you don't give it the time of day because you already know it's not worth the energy because you firm on it. Where consciousness should operate the same way, but it's been so diluted through technology. Think about how many times you on Instagram now and you see, like, all these spiritual crystal shit. You know what I'm saying?
Are they all pages?
No disrespect to the crystals, but, man, look, if you got a crystal, you better have a pistol. You feel me? Drop that crystal to the pistol. Real talk. That's how you make some real, you know, chromosome.
I'm weak as fuck.
But, I mean, really, we kind of stopped talking about AI, but it's all good. I was just saying, like I said, the AI is the turn from all these lessons you got to abide by and surpass. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's nothing but like a gatekeeper.
Yes, don't get lost in that sauce.
Like, yes.
Lost in the sauce.
And yes.
Literally, I feel like people are becoming so engraved to it to the point where you can't even. It's like, it's like, okay. The pilgrims is going to, they're going to study your science before you do, and they're going to throw it back. They're going to find a way for you not to receive it and find a way for them to find access to it. This is exactly why you see them using melanin in all these computer chips over the last few years in their AI programming, right? Mm-hmm. But they made sure to tell your ass to stay in the house. You feel me?
Not yet.
But if that doesn't play to it, like I said, they gonna understand. They don't want you to understand the benefits from it. They want you to be weaker by it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes. You need struggle. You need the trauma.
Man,
is that on y'all side?
What?
Oh, y'all don't hear that? Or is it just me?
Yeah, what?
It might be the mic. I just know I heard some song on the background. I'm thinking, like, y'all got hit by something. I'm like, yo, why so quiet?
Well, you fucking up the episode.
Well, whatever.
But this is a light episode for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We just going to keep it light, you know, especially after the Tachyon episode. You know what I'm saying? You know y'all head still rapping like that. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out just like, I think, I'm pretty sure I was Roger closing his door.
Nah, that wasn't even me. Nah, I was standing completely still. I ain't no way.
That boy sounded like the pantry closet closing, boy.
That's my room door. It's not squeaky for no reason.
I'm going to need some oil.
But on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out. You guys know the drill.
Yes, sir. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Feral Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we out here. Conquer.